name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus cleansed 10 lepers. He has come into the world and he has healed all of us. What had stood between us and God is overcome by God's grace in Jesus the Christ. This is given to us, just as Jesus gave healing to the 10 lepers. But of the 10, only one returned to give glory back to God for his grace given to them. St. Paul says to us, as he's saying to the Ephesians, walk worthily in the calling that you have been given. We have had our calling as human beings returned to us, our calling to live at one with God. And St. Paul is saying that we need to walk worthily. We need to be worthy of that calling in our life, in our actions, in our thoughts and deeds. Because of the recent elevation of a new metropolitan, we're familiar with the term worthy. He is worthy. Axios. He is worthy. Now, how do we as human beings go about being worthy? We have no worthiness of our own. Our worthiness is the worthiness, the goodness, the perfection of God himself. But we are created in order to be one with God. And we are worthy when we are humble, repentant, and acting from that oneness. St. Paul lists a great number of virtues that he recommends to the Ephesians. But one of those virtues in particular is uniquely Christian. And there are other virtues that come from it. And all of those virtues have to do with oneness. Our oneness with one another and our oneness with God. When we keep those virtues of peace and love with others and with God, then we are doing something that God has given us the grace to do. But it is up to us when it comes to the response to that grace. God can heal anything that is broken. And he has done that. But there is the question of our response. Will we walk worthily of the grace that we have been given? Do we return the glory of that grace to God by how we act and how we live? Or will we be anaxios, unworthy, unworthy of the healing grace that God has given us? And if we do that, then it is our choice. Having been cleansed, having been healed, having been united to God through his Son, through the crucifixion and resurrection, and our binding ourselves to him in baptism and again by confession. Do we then turn aside and live our lives in an unworthy way, a way that is unworthy of the grace that we have been given and unworthy of how God has created us to be, one with him? In Christ, we share a new, perfect human nature. And that new nature isn't ours to abuse. That one nature that we share is Christ's perfect humanity. We are one with God's oneness. That's why the Christian virtues always have to do with oneness, unity, peace, and building up a communion with God that we share. And what is the opposite of that? It's easy to remember what the opposite of living in that kind of way is. To be quarrelsome, to be divisive, to try to establish our own strength, our own pride, our own independence, our own name. We abandon that oneness when we do that. When we abuse others in some kind of way, trying to use them as though other human beings were less than human, simply to serve our needs, desires, passions, vanity. All of those are works of the enemy. All of those are works of division. All of those are anaxios, unworthy of the calling that we have been given in Christ. We are all healed in Christ. We have a oneness that we share with one another, but it's not our own oneness. It's amazing how simple this is, to be one with God, to be peacemakers, to be lovers of God, respecters of the image and likeness of God in all others, never falling to the temptation to submit those holy beings created to be holy and at one with God to be used to serve ourselves. On the one hand, there is the grace of God that is given. On the other hand, there is the fact that we are able to walk worthy of that calling. Why? Because God created us as human beings who are able to live from Him. We always have the capacity to betray Him, to betray ourselves, to betray others. And the interesting thing is that we do all three at once. When we betray God, we betray others. When we betray others, we betray ourselves. And then we begin to fall back into the pieces of the world that God used in order to shape us into the human beings that we are. The amazing thing is how we can retain pride in ourselves, even under those circumstances, and feel built up by turning away from God, turning away from others, betraying ourselves, and living in a way that is unworthy. Unworthy to be fully human beings. Unworthy to be ourselves as God created us to be. And again, the irony is that at the level of the passions and delusion, we seem never to feel so much ourselves as when we betray God, betray others, and betray ourselves. There is that demonic pride that rises up in us, a refusal to bow down in humility and receive the grace of God that enables us to live, to be human, to love others, and to be ourselves. 10 lepers were healed. 1 returned. 1 returned, and what did Jesus say to that one? First, of course, he asked after all of the rest who had been healed. Weren't there 10? Where are the 9? Why has only 1, and a Samaritan, a stranger, who responded to the fact that he had been healed when he had no reason to expect healing? It was given to him by grace. Jesus says, only this one has returned. And then he says to the man, your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you whole. Faith, faithfulness with the one who has given grace to make us whole, doesn't just cleanse us for the sake of making things a little bit better. Cleanses us so that we might live from His divine life. That's what Christ does when He comes into the world. He doesn't come just to make things better. He comes to make it possible for us to live from His own divine life as we were created to live. And by return to Him, we can walk in a way that is worthy of God. We are created in such a way that we can. Now there is repentance, of course. And when we have gone away and acted in a way that contradicts who and what we are, destroys us, partaking of death, bringing sin and corruption into the world. Because we are able to do that. God gives us the freedom to be one with Him or to turn aside and bring yet more evil into the world. Yes, we can do that. The temptations are there all of the time. But when we do, we destroy ourselves, we betray God's grace, we walk unworthily, and we repent. It's important here when we think of repentance not to become confused, because we are tempted to say to God, "Forgive me, God, because I am a sinner. This is all that I am." And there is the lie. It is not all we are. We are not created to be sinners. We are not created to miss the mark. We are created to walk worthy of the grace that we are given, and we can do that. And when we don't, we repent and we return to God. And we don't say, "This is all I am. Forgive me, I am just a sinner." We are not just sinners. That is not our identity. That is not who we are. Don't let us let ourselves off the hook by thinking that kind of way. It's the other side of the coin. One moment, we walk in pride, in arrogance, and do things that are wrong against God and against others and destroying ourselves. We have the arrogance and pride to live like that. And then we turn around, and our new temptation is to say to God, "Look, God, this is all I am. Someone who lives like this. Have mercy on me, because I am a sinner, and that's all." That's not true. We sin, but that's not all we are. God comes into the world in order to save us from death, in order to save us from sin, in order to make it possible to walk lives worthy of God. Now, it's true we can only do that in humility. It's true that of those virtues that St. Paul lists in these few passages we've read this morning, there is one in particular that is centrally related to our oneness with God and our oneness with others. And that virtue you won't find in any of the lists of virtues of the great Greek and Roman systems of virtue or philosophers who talk about virtue and virtuous life. And that one virtue, essential, is lowliness, humility, absolutely essential. The opposite of the pride that betrays us into destroying ourselves and betraying God and others. Those nine who didn't return, they went their way and they lived their lives and they were healed of their disease, but they were not made whole. As Christians, we are made whole by the grace of God, and we are called to live in the wholeness of God's own life. Unique is our oneness with one another, but keeping that oneness impossible without the uniquely Christian virtue of humility. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.